The men said to the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, 'The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again.' I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Amen.
Please be seated. Many of us were horrified this past week as we went on Twitter or Facebook or watched the news and saw those images of Notre Dame Cathedral on fire. Religious or not, it was an awful scene to see a thing of great beauty, which took years to build, be destroyed in a matter of minutes. But it was not too long after this event that on clergy blogs and Facebook and forum, priests started to talk about how this was a great symbol of the resurrection and that they were going to be preaching on this on Sunday morning. Someone here at the church asked me if I was going to preach on this event as a symbol of the resurrection and new life. I told them I wasn't going to preach on this because, first of all, I didn't really think that it had all that much to do with the bodily resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And second, I told them that I had planned on preaching on that other great redemptive story that happened last week, Tiger Woods winning the Masters after so many years. For what was dead had come to life. But in all seriousness, today is Easter Day, that day that our Lord Jesus Christ defeats death on the cross and rises from the dead. This is the day that our Lord, through his death on the cross, opens up the doors of heaven for all humanity. This is the day that humanity and God are finally reconciled. Easter is the day where what was lost is found and what was dead has come back to life. Easter is the day that all things are made new, and because Jesus rises from the dead, we are offered new life in and through him. On this Easter day, our gospel reading comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke. We are told that on Sunday, the first day of the week, very early in the morning, a few women who were followers of Jesus go to the tomb to anoint his body with spices. But when they get there, they see something amazing. The stone that had been placed in front of the tomb 3 days before is gone. They go into the tomb, and there is no body, but rather two men dressed in dazzling white. The women are absolutely terrified. Where is the body of their leader, of their savior? But the two young men announcing the resurrection say to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember," they say, "how he told you, 'The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again.'" We are told that after the angels announce this to the women, they do indeed remember what Jesus said to them. It all comes together for them. These things must take place as Jesus said, and now rather than being filled with fear, they are filled with amazement. The women run back from the tomb and tell Jesus' closest followers, the 11 apostles. They too are absolutely amazed. They cannot believe it and must go see it for themselves. The resurrection is totally beyond what they could have ever imagined, and that is why there is such confusion and bewilderment. Peter, the leader of the apostles, goes to the tomb, and he sees that it is indeed true. Jesus is risen from the dead. He is not there. Only the linens they wrapped his body in are left. Jesus is risen from the dead. Everything that Jesus taught and said was and is true. All things are new. The key to our whole gospel today is when the angels say to the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you, 'The Son of Man must be crucified, and on the third day rise again.'" They remembered his words, and they returned from the tomb and told all the rest. The women remembered that Jesus in his teaching told them that he must die in order to bring life, and that he would indeed rise again to defeat death for all humanity. The women remembered what Jesus had told them all along. The reason that I don't think that the rebuilding of a cathedral, Tiger Woods winning the Masters, or flowers growing in the garden after a long dead winter are good images for the resurrection of Jesus is because there is simply nothing else like it. Jesus, God, bodily raised from the dead, is a singular event in history, and there is simply no image, story, real or fictional, that can compare to this event. But what these images of rebuilding a cathedral or budding flowers can do for us Christian people is help us to remember, just as the women at the tomb had to remember. We see this cathedral being rebuilt, we see flowers budding, and we remember that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We remember that Jesus said, "I must die and rise again." Like the women at the tomb, we are called to remember in both happy and sad times. When we see a baby being born or flowers growing, we remember that Jesus is life. But when we are in the depths of personal tragedy or death, we remember what Jesus said and taught then too, that he would defeat death, rising again from the tomb. We remember in both good times and the bad, the positive and not so positive reminders of the resurrection, because there is not one part of life of all creation that the death and resurrection of Jesus does not change and make new. They cause us to remember that in the despair of this world, death does not have the final word, that because of Easter, Jesus brings new life. These events and images don't take the place of the resurrection. Rather, they point to it, point to Jesus who says, "I am the resurrection and I am the life." We are all called to remember. As Christians, this day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and everything that changes in the world because of it. But we are often left asking the question, now what? What do we do with all of this? Again, we look to the women who are at the tomb to find our answer. The women remember all that Jesus taught and said. They see that it is true, and so they go and tell people about it. First the 11 apostles, and then the others, and then the whole thing snowballs from there. The message of the resurrection of Jesus snowballs all the way up to us sitting here today at the Church of the Ascension. All of us are here in church today, whether we believe it or not, because somebody told somebody about the resurrection of Jesus and how it changed the world, how it changed their world, and changed the life of every single man, woman, and child on this planet, present, past, and future. We too are called now to be part of that story. We tell others to rejoice. We remember with others that the tomb is empty, that Jesus has risen from the dead. So my brothers and sisters, this day and every day you will see things around you that cause you to think of Jesus and to remember all that he taught and said. So do remember in good times and in bad that Jesus said he would be crucified and rise again, that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and I am the life," that Jesus said, "What is lost will be found and what is dead will be brought to life." But don't just remember. Take that story out into a hurting and broken world and remember with the world and proclaim that the tomb is empty and because of it, all things are made new. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia and Amen.